This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Ed Becker, president of the Union Miner Cemetery in Mount Olive. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Great to be back on, Rick.
Ed, we're going to talk today about a Mother Jones tribute CD, and that all comes with the memory of the Mount Olive sesquicentennial celebration, and a lot of people obviously know who Mother Jones is, but for the benefit of all listeners, why don't we talk a little bit about Mother Jones, her monument, and Union Miner Cemetery?
Yeah, I'm kind of proud of the fact, of course, if you're from, you know, Mount Olive or the area, you've always heard about Mother Jones, but my grandfather was very involved. He conducted the funeral and the burial and then, again, the reburial. He was also the general contractor on the monument, helped with the design and construction. So my father and my uncles before me, and we've always been involved with Mother Jones, and we're proud of the fact that she chose Mount Olive to be buried in the Union Miner Cemetery.
And the story behind her being buried in Mount Olive?
Well, you know, she wasn't from Mount Olive, but a lot of it was tied in with the Verdun Massacre, where several of the ones killed at Verdun were Mount Olive boys. And they wouldn't, because of the mine bosses and their control over the towns, they wouldn't bury them in Verdun, or they were having trouble finding a place to bury them. And there was a Union Miner Cemetery in Mount Olive, and they ended up there. And because they ended up there, it's where Mother Jones, who was from Cork, Ireland, and wanted to be. I mean, she wanted to be, she said, bury me by my boys. So that's why she ended up in Mount Olive to honor those miners that were killed in some of the coal mining riots, and specifically Verdun.
And then you were very involved with, as we noted at the beginning of the program, the 150th sesquicentennial of Mount Olive, and they had a rededication of her monument, and a lot of work was done to bring it back to a more like new condition and so forth, and you might talk about that for a moment?
We've recently gotten some resources we never thought we'd have. I mean, we basically struggled to keep the cemetery maintained and to do the necessary things. And we had a wish list of all the entrances, the monument, the things that needed improving. And we put on a campaign, and through a lot of the unions and stuff really kicked in. And we got a matching fund grant from the state, and we're able to do things we never really dreamed we would be able to do. And we had I had an agenda of getting this CD out, which has been germinating in my head for a dozen or so years. I set a goal to get it out by the 150th, and we did get it out that weekend.
And since we're talking about the CD, the tribute to Mother Jones, you for years have worked with songwriters and things like that, as well as your other profession. And this CD, as you said, it's been in your head for a long while. And sort of how did this get put together?
Well, you know, I do a song on public radio. I mean, do a show on public radio and have for, the past 24 years or so, or 25 years. And it's called Songwriter Showcase. So through that, I got to meet, I mean, it's people that write their own songs. I always loved the story songs and songs that took me somewhere, or a little bit of history and protest songs. But basically people that wrote their own songs. And I got to meet a lot through the show. And I got several copies of Mother Jones' autobiography, and when songwriters would come through, and I said, hey, I'm kicking around the idea of putting a CD together about Mother Jones and about coal mining, and maybe if you take this book, learn a little history of her, maybe you could come up with a song to help me out. And really, about a third of the record are songs that mention Mother Jones, and original songs just made for this CD. It was a long process because it's just not easy to write a song very fast. And then I started hearing back from some of these songwriters say, hey, I got a song for you and another one. So I finally thought, hey, this project may work. So I did that. And I also targeted some some classic mining songs that I wanted, different versions. I had some of my songwriting friends do songs like, well, the songwriter Merle Travis wrote 16 Tons and Dark as a Dungeon, and both of those songs appear on there. One done by Kieran Kane and Fats Kaplan. Kieran Kane was part of the O'Kanes, a pretty famous country group, and then went solo. And 16 Tons is done by a group out of St. Louis called the Geyer Street Sheiks, and just several other songs. And it, you know, started coming together, and then there was you know, calling and getting licensing rights from the songwriter and the performer. But I'm real happy with the outcome. There's 35 songs, which is a two CD set, and it starts out with a song by the late songwriter Utah Phillips, who's actually performed at the Monument. They usually have a singer-songwriter come down each year during the October celebration that they have each year. And Utah Phillips is a great introduction we happen to stumble across.
At Mount Olive Cemetery, Mount Olive, Illinois, that's the Union Miners Cemetery. There's an enormous statue to one of the most powerful people this country ever created. Probably don't know who I mean just by that, unless I say that she was a woman and that she led one of the most extraordinary lives imaginable. Her name was Mary Harris, Mary Harris Jones, Mother Jones. It's hard for the human mind to encompass the life of one person that embraced the presidencies between Andrew Jackson and Herbert Hoover. Born in 1830, died in 1930. Well, when Mother Jones was a little girl, there were people still alive who remembered the Revolutionary War, and she died on the eve of the New Deal. Her millinery shop in Chicago burned down during the Chicago fire. She knew everybody. Her best friend was Powderly, the founder of the Knights of Labor, the forerunner of the industrial workers of the world. But then she was one of the founders of the IWW, the Wobblies, as they were known, still are. But most of all, she was the miner's friend. She was the miner's mother.
We have Gretchen Peters. Gretchen Peters is a songwriter who wrote Grammy-nominated Independence Day for Martina McBride, and You Don't Even Know Who I Am, which is a number one hit for Patti Loveless, and was recently inducted into the Nashville Songwriting Hall of Fame alongside people like Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson and Harlan Howard and Bob Dylan. So we're really proud of Gretchen's song. She wrote a song called Mother about Mother Jones' life.
Oh, Mother, your hair's gone white. Oh, Mother, we are down upon our knees in a graveyard somewhere in the Midwest. Oh, Mother, we are begging of you, please, may the ones who put us here never rest. Oh, Mother, what will we do? Now that God has claimed you to the Madonna of the mines, Our Lady of the picket lines, oh Mother, what will we do? Oh Mother, what will we do?
We tried to get some things with historic significance, and in 1931, Gene Autry, who's known as the Singing Cowboy, later became a multimillionaire based on royalties for songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. He made a lot on Christmas songs he wrote and ended up owning the California Angels. But in 1931, a year after Mother Jones died, he recorded a song called The Death of Mother Jones, and we got permission from the Gene Autry estate to put that song on the CD.
She was fearless of every danger. She hated that which was wrong. She never gave up fighting until her breath was gone. This noble leader of labor has gone to a better land, while the hard-working miners, they miss a guiding hand. May the miners all work together to carry out her plan and bring back better conditions for every laboring.
So it goes on and on. We're proud of the people we got. We got a great response from songwriters, and the response and the feedback has really been really good. And also on it is a great liner notes by Rosemary Fuhrer, who's maybe the most informed expert on Mother Jones around. She's a teacher at Northern Illinois, very active in trying to get the Mother Jones Museum started here in Mount Olive, and she wrote great liner notes for us that kind of are really informative and tells not only the background of the songs, but the history of Mother Jones in the liner notes. Like I said, we're really, really proud of the finished project and just letting people know that it is available. We have a website, minersangel.com. We're also going to put them at several places like the Mount Olive Herald, Fernhoppers in Staunton. And I can be contacted at 217-999-7674 and can make arrangements to get copies to people.
In the sale of this CD, the proceeds all go back towards the Mother Jones Monument and the Union Miners Cemetery, correct?
Yeah, all proceeds, once we take care of expenses, everything we make will go right back to the cemetery.
Ed Becker, president of Union Miners Cemetery, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Hey, Rick, thanks for your support. You've always been great, and WSMI has been great in supporting the cemetery and Mother Jones and all of our various causes. So you really are an asset, and we certainly appreciate that.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.